It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
I actually say that the date, remember this, November 5th, I believe it's going to be the most important date in the history of our country. I believe that.
Things did change over the weekend. That was part of what he said. Of course, it didn't get the attention of what he said out of Ohio. We know that something else did. We'll talk about. But I agree with him now, because if you look at another hoax that they're pushing, all the crap that the constant lies that come out of it in concert, in coordination with the media, what would another 4 years of this nonsense be?
Oh, well,
really might be the most important election in history.
It's so true. I think, number one, we'll have another terrorist attack on American soil, but they'll be homegrown terrorists, like they just caught all those people from Hezbollah trying to cross the border. But those are the ones they caught. How many have come across that they haven't caught? I think that is your, without a doubt, your number one issue. The other is people can't afford to live. Why? You know, Trump needs to start rallying on that. You know, that box of cereal that you used to pay $4 for is now $6, and it's a third of the size.
Right.
You know, that loaf of bread's $5 instead of $2.50, and nothing's really changed but the price of everything. So he needs, between the immigration issue and the cost of living, he needs to hit on those two things, and he'll win. He should win.
You know who said a very similar thing to this? Very similar was Elon Musk over the weekend.
Even before
he started picking up on the latest hoax about Trump that they're pushing on this, Elon said the same. He said, "Don't know." Basically, summarizing here, don't know if we can survive that. That's him saying this, and I know that's scary. And it's the last thing you want to hear on a Monday morning, especially after a long weekend and where you had a good time. But it really is true now. When we thought those days were over, it's like, well, 2020 was crazy, and they pushed the Find People hoax and the drinking bleach hoax and the Russia hoaxes. They wouldn't try that again. Here they are again.
It's
the same thing they're pushing. And maybe less effective this time because it got debunked within minutes.
Well, fortunately, but the problem is they're still running with it. CNN this morning, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, everybody's. Oh, it's a bloodbath. Yeah, but you know what they should be talking about? That China's building huge car factories in Mexico. But no one's talking about that. Trump should be all over this. I don't know what he's doing today, but is he campaigning anywhere since he's already won? Because you get 5 states, including ours.
That I don't know, but that rally where all of this came from in Ohio was massive. Massive. Here we go again. You're right. As you say it. Trump's bloodbath warning.
Yeah, on the Today Show. There you go.
Let's see if they put it into context.
They're not. Basically, what he said, do you want to play the clip again?
I don't know. We can play the full clip, or here's what they're taking out of it. Now, if you heard this, it's selectively edited, of course. Are they putting context in it this morning? This is what they're running with.
Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath.
Okay.
How can you honestly, calling yourself a professional, take that clip and actually push that.
That's what I don't get. You know, even with Nancy Pelosi's interview on Meet the Depressed or wherever she was, whoever she was with. If you're the one interviewing her, you heard the clip of Trump basically saying, and we'll paraphrase, that China's building huge auto industry manufacturing factories in Mexico. And as it stands right now, the Biden administration's going to let these cars come into the United States with probably zero tariff, if any, maybe a small one. He said, Trump, I would tax them 100% so those cars wouldn't make it from Mexico into the United States. But without that, it's going to be a bloodbath.
That's it.
And that's what he said.
That's what he said.
And it had to do with the car industry, not with him being elected. I'm like, oh, my God.
See, real news, if we had real journalism, the story this morning would be clear up all the misinterpretation and clear that up. Are they? No, they're pushing it again.
They won't let
it go. Every news site, yes. Everywhere, they're all running with it. All of them. It's just amazing how dishonest, disingenuous they really are.
Except Fox. Fox says it'll be a bloodbath for the auto industry. And he's basically, at least they kept it in context. Even our news source now says it's going to be a bloodbath for the auto industry and the nation. So they at least put the auto industry in front of the nation. I'm like, okay, so they're leaning that way now.
Only because of pushback and things like community notes on X, where, I mean, people just jumped on this immediately. They know it's crap. And if you want to take any good news out of this, that's what it is. Very few people except the dimmest of among us and the most Trump deranged affected still believe this.
So true. And you know what? I can hear the conversation with my girlfriend today. No, that's what he said. He said it would be a bloodbath if he didn't.
Well, Jenna, and I'm sorry, no offense. That's a really dumb person.
It's like, come on.
It really is. That person's stupid. I don't know how else to say it. You can't mince words anymore. Those people should be shunned.
I
don't know what else to say.
I don't know how, and there's no changing. It's very frustrating. So we don't talk about, this is the reason we don't talk politics.
God love you, and I guess you got a free ticket to heaven. I couldn't tolerate somebody that dim in my life. I couldn't do it. Just, I'm dead serious. I couldn't do it.
I got
no room for stupid.
I got a couple of friends like this, which is even scarier.
It's amazing.
It's like I just look at him and say, okay, be stupid. I don't care.
The news told me Trump said this, so I believe it. Think of how insane that is.
Oh, and they'll say, well, I saw it on CNN. I saw it on MSNBC. I saw it here. I saw it there. Really? Did you bother to go listen to the clip yourself? They played it.
A true example of brainwashing.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
But there's less and less of those people, we think. There's less people watch those news outlets.
It's so true. And hopefully what they say in the polls, because it used to be they were neck and neck, and now Trump's got like a 6-point lead over Biden overall in the nation. I think it's probably going to go up after people realize this is what the Democrats do. They push lies. All you got to look, it's what's happening in the world. How could you vote for the Biden administration?
Well, you got people like, oh, did you see Bill Maher, his show of the weekend? The economy's fine. Don't let him fool you. It's fine.
Really?
Because they keep printing up money.
Yeah.
It's just putting us further into debt.
Yeah, it's fine. And then Biden was at that dinner, luncheon, wherever the hell he was, and he says, oh, you know what? It's the Republicans are the reason. We had the greatest, harshest, you know, immigration laws on the books, and they nixed it. I'm like, oh, God, really?
Okay.
You're going to run with this? Well, and he blamed Trump for everything else. I was like, I'm done with you.
You may be recession, inflation, depression, Biden-proof if you win these jackpots. Just one of them, or a piece of one of them, but there still nobody won.
Yeah, you know what? One of them may roll over to a billion, and I think it's going to be Mega Millions. But Powerball tonight, $645 million. Tomorrow night's Mega Millions, $875 million. And if you're trying to figure out how much you're going to take home, if you're the single winner, figure half of whatever the jackpot is.
Just know it's a lot.
It's a lot.
We've actually reached that point where it doesn't matter.
870. I want to see if the new billboards have a billion on them because they moved them to all these digital boards.
That's right. We may find out finally.
So you know what? If Mega Millions rolls over tomorrow night, it may be $1 billion. And let's see if the billboards actually will accommodate it.
Right.
You would think after it's been done so many times, they would.
All right, what else is going on in the world? We'll find out. We also have a few Florida teams in the tournament. March Madness about to start. And these are tough times in the world, so it'd be nice if Willie Nelson and Kermit the Frog got together.
Oh.
And they did.
I love it. I love it.
How old? We'll find out. How old is Willie Nelson?
Old.
Wow. All right, that and more. But sounds great. That and more coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.
This country is weaponizing law enforcement for high-level election interference against Biden's top political opponent. Never happened. We're not going to let it happen. We're not going to let it happen.
There's more from Ohio. Really amazing of it. This was one of those speeches on the tarmac in front of the plane. But, of course, all the attention is coming with the bloodbath hoax taken out of context, of course. But he had all kinds of good things to say. But no, nobody's talking about that.
No one talks about how, you know, the country's going to heck in a handbasket because of the immigration or the lack of immigration laws, because you can't afford to live because inflation is totally out of control. Or that, you know, China gets a pass to build auto factories in Mexico and just import their cars with a little tariff. And he covered so many things. You know, remember the whole thing about the China building the auto plant in Mexico, number one, that was like an eye-opening moment for me.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when he talked about the Canadian tariffs?
Yes.
On cheese and butter.
On cheese.
He said, what, it's 750% tariff on American cheese going into Canada. Wonder why they can't sell it. I was like, oh my gosh, did anybody know that?
Stuff you find out you didn't know about. Of course, yeah. The headline at the time years ago was probably Trump declares war on Canada.
Yeah, because he doesn't like their cheese.
Will it be a bloodbath?
I don't know. It's just so, it's so absurd. He's got, no matter what he says, they take it out of context, they twist it, and they run with it. And I think you're right. Nancy Pelosi's behind it because her slurry words were the first ones we heard yesterday morning.
I mean, record. I couldn't believe it. I actually thought it was, you know, I'm still collecting information on the hoax that they're pushing now. Well, there she is. She's already done a CNN interview on it.
Didn't take long.
Like it was all planned. This was her.
He's even predicting a bloodbath. What does that mean? He's going to exact a bloodbath? There's something wrong here. How respectful I am of the American people and their goodness. But how much more do they have to see from him to understand that this isn't what our country is about? Praising Hitler.
Well, you didn't see him say that because he didn't say that. You took it out of context.
Praising
is what
Hitler.
You do.
Jeez.
I honestly thought, this is how naive I am, I honestly thought they were done pushing the hoaxes because so many of them got debunked, all of them. Even the amount of people that believe the Fine People hoax from Charlottesville, it's minuscule now.
Well, hopefully.
But here they are pushing him again.
Well, hopefully they will actually listen to what he said, because basically what he said is because China, if the Biden administration stays in control, these auto factories that China is building in Mexico, they'll be able to import these cars with very little tariff. And China, again, will basically take over the country with their automobiles this time. And he said, it's not going to happen with me. I'll have 100% tariff. If not, it's going to be a bloodbath.
For the auto industry.
For the auto industry. Meaning Ford, Chevy, Stellantis, they're all good, Jeep, they're all going to go out of business because they won't be able to compete with the prices that China's going to have on their cars.
It's a fair question to ask, though, now, because we know him. It does just a little bit of them, because he could have cleared this up. But well, truthfully, they can take anything out of context, so it could have happened anyway. But does a little part of him kind of enjoy this? Because he gets to come back and blast the mainstream media again.
It could
be. They're lying again.
You know, he gets 48 hours of free press, you know, even though, as they say, you know, any press, good or bad, is good for you. In this case, though, I don't know. It's a bad look when he says it's going to be a bloodbath if he doesn't win, if you actually believe what they're pushing.
It's so polarizing now, though, anyway. So who's still in the middle where this would sway somebody either way?
I don't think anybody.
I think it's decided.
Yeah, you're
stuck. I don't know if anybody's undecided about
Trump.
Do
you want mush mind or, you know, or do you want Trump? It's just that simple. And he's a mush mind. I'm sorry. And he was at some stupid luncheon or something. They had the Irish president premiering yesterday, by the way, at the White House.
That's right.
Yes, because he's Irish this week.
A bowl of shamrocks.
Yeah, he's Irish this week.
Or Joe was probably like, thanks for the lucky charms.
But he blamed Trump for everything yesterday. I was like, stop. He tried to say that the Republicans were responsible for the crisis at the border because they didn't pass the bill that was put in front of them by the Democrats, which was the harshest immigration laws ever, Bill. Don't you know that? And the Republicans nixed it.
This is like going to somebody's house, messing up all of their furniture, making a mess, and then blaming the homeowner.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing.
Yeah, well.
And there are enough dumb people out there to believe it. Well, they'll blame Republicans for the border. Sure.
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 And they protect their own. I mean, look at, was it Adam? Who was it? Who said Netanyahu? Chucky Schumer. Israel needs to have an election today to get rid of Netanyahu. What does Biden say? It was a good speech. So then John Kirby, the national security advisor, has to come out and say, well, you know what? We love Netanyahu. It's their country. Let them run their elections their own way. It's like, does anybody talk to anybody in this administration?
Yeah, they may not. You're right.
It's like, oh, my God.
They are a mess.
But Chucky Schumer went nuts against Netanyahu. Again, you don't go to somebody else's house and tell them how to run their house or where to put their furniture. Not your call. I don't give a crap who you are. Shut up, Chucky. All right.
Bibi wasn't having it.
No. No, he's basically, and he said it day one, I am going to change the geography of this region.
Yeah.
And he's right. He's going to keep going until he does.
Well, obviously, with all that news over the weekend, we were hoping to come in here with, just talking about St. Patty's Day, and we got the tournament to talk about later. That was a good thing, but you need something to give you hope. And it came from the most unlikely place. Willie Nelson and Kermit the Frog. That's right, the new dynamic duo.
How do you like that? It was during the Lucky Reunion Festival. It took place in Texas this weekend. And then Willie Nelson's up on stage, and he invited a special person to come up and sing Rainbow Connection with him.
How does that work, like, just like strategically on the stage? How do they do that?
You could see the handler this time around.
Willie's handler? Yeah, I got it right.
No, yes. He's 90 years old, by the way.
Is he 90?
90. God love him.
Here's a little clip.
Someday we'll find it, the Rainbow Connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.
I don't know if they're going to release it as a single.
No, I love that song.
But it was a nice thing that happened.
I love Kermit the Frog. They got a new Kermit, don't they?
They do?
Yeah, it sounds like it's a new Kermit. I mean, but within the past 10 years, a new Kermit.
Wow, new Kermit, but old Willie. Willie's never needed a replacement.
But it was great. The place went crazy. And that video, by the way, went viral. So if you want to go see Willie and Kermit singing, just go put it in YouTube and it'll pop up. I love Kermit the Frog and I love that song. It's one of my favorite. It's on my funeral playlist.
Oh, my God. So the March Madness tournament's coming up. This is a big deal, though. This is now that there are three Florida teams in there. Listen, there's a lot of online gambling anyway. We have a lot more online gambling here in the state than we did last year at this time, though.
Well, I could think. You know what? I know a couple of friends of mine, their kids went to Stetson. I bet you they're thrilled about this. It's the first time Stetson's been there.
Well, first ever?
First ever.
How about that?
Yeah. They play Connecticut. It might be their first and their last time playing in the tournament, but still, give them credit. And then you get Florida, the Gators, and FAU again.
All right, a little bit more on that and some other stuff in rapid fire as we catch you up from the weekend. Coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.
Time for Jen and Bill's Rapid Fire on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Ooh, we said it before, a Sunday St. Paddy's Day. Maybe you're into the playoff tournament games. Either way, God love you for being up and at it today. Let's catch you up for the weekend with rapid fire.
Well, we're going to start with March Madness. We talked about this a little bit earlier. Three Florida teams are in the NCAA dance. Gators, seventh seed in the South region. They're going to play on Friday against Indianapolis. And they play either Boise State or Colorado. Is that play-in game today or tomorrow, right?
Is it tomorrow or Wednesday? I'm not sure on the play-in schedule, but the play-in games are Tuesday and Wednesday.
Because we have two play-in games?
I believe there's actually four.
Is there four? Okay.
I believe so.
But that's why they're saying that your brackets are set. They just have the slash, and that'll be determined exactly which teams will be. Those are kind of like the lower-rated teams.
The FAU Owls back after making the Final Four last year, 8th seed. They'll play 9th seed Northwestern on Friday. And then the biggie was Stetson, the Hatters, making their first ever NCAA tournament appearance.
Good for them.
Well, they get to play Connecticut on Friday, which is the number one seed.
Bad for them.
Hey, you never know.
At least they can say they made the tournament.
Remember, was it the year before last? The number one of the number one seeds got killed by the number 16 team.
It was last year.
In the first round, and it broke everybody's bracket. So speaking of that, on that note, okay, Berkshire Hathaway's having an in-house NCAA tournament bracket thing. Whoever gets a perfect bracket gets $1 million a year for life.
Nice.
Hooters, if you get a perfect bracket, you get wings for life. The odds of winning a perfect bracket, 1 in 9.2 quintillion.
Oh, gosh.
That's the number 9 followed by 18 other numbers, just in case you were worried.
Could happen.
It could happen.
Sure.
So anyway, I don't think Mattress Mac is going to win that kind of money, but that's okay.
Now, I'm not saying it's not a nice prize, but my luck would be the only tournament I'd be entered in if I actually pulled that off and won would be the Hooters Wings and not the ESPN $1 million, thing. Yeah, I'd get wings.
Or the other one. Me and you both.
Anyway, speaking of the tournament, by the way, this is, because of recent changes, the first time Floridians can legally bet on NCAA games.
Really?
Big change this year.
Ooh.
There's some evidence now.
Uh-oh. Oh, dear.
Floridians are avid gamblers.
Really?
Calls to the state's gambling addiction hotline have more than doubled since online gambling began late last year.
Oh, boy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
Well, that tells you then. I'm glad that it's there to help people out.
True.
You know?
But still, it's pretty That's pretty high.
It's pretty high.
It's not good.
But it's open this year, and let's see. Will there be more wagering on Florida teams because of that, or just overall people betting on the favorites? I don't know. We'll see what happens.
It makes it easier, right? But couldn't you gamble? I mean, didn't people do it before online anyway?
Well, yeah.
I mean, could it?
But let's put it this way. You don't have to work as hard to find a workaround.
Okay. And,
right?
And would you have gotten arrested if they found out that you were gambling online?
I don't know if they have time for that.
Okay. It's more accessible now.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, Diener. Yeah, exactly.
Very much so.
What's that app? Florida Gambling?
Pick one.
it's Hard Rock Bet.
Yeah.
Okay. Remember the commercial? The betting is legal in Florida.
And people dancing around in flamingo shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great little jingle.
They still run it.
Okay. Whatever you say over there.
Anyway, no matter how you're enjoying the tournament, enjoy it.
Well, I don't know if anybody in the royal family is going to be doing any brackets or gambling anytime soon. But
they might.
They may. You never know. But there is a lot of rumors surrounding the royals this morning, guys.
Prince Andrew.
Oh, my God.
Prince Andrew, who they banished to the basement. He's down there filling out a bracket.
Oh, yeah.
I finally have time.
Is this still over the Kate Middleton thing?
It's Kate Middleton. It's King Charles. It's everybody for whatever reason. And listen, I'm just going to put this out there right now. There is no confirmed reports to anything I'm about to say. So I'm just going to preface by saying that. But for some reason, there are all these rumors started swirling overnight that the royal family was going to come out with a major announcement and that BBC reporters were on standby. And then people started swirling around with saying, oh, well, it's about the king. He's going to die, or he's already dead and they haven't told us. Or Princess Kate's dying and now they're going to tell us that she's dead.
Jeez.
Like, what is happening with everybody
it's
right now?
It's getting a little silly.
And it's just none of this. There's no truth to any of this right now. It's just all this conjecture out there. That's crazy.
Kate Middleton puts up a picture of her with the kids for the Mother's Day or whatever it was, and it's been chaos ever since.
Pretty much. And I get people want answers, and that's how rumors start, right?
Right.
And I get that. And I think it's kind of strange, too, you know, all the hush-hush mentality of the royals. But that's just the way they are. I don't know. I guess that's etiquette. It doesn't mean someone's dead and they have like body doubles in the background or something.
So you hear, you know, back and forth, maybe people you work with or somebody in your family that's like into the royals like this and they've been talking about this. Can you imagine how intense it is over there?
Oh,
yeah.
And how into the royals people
right.
are. I do not understand it.
Well, it's not your culture, but I guess if you're from there,
thank
right,
God.
You know, it would be a big deal. Remember when Diana died? The world was incensed that the queen didn't come out and say anything.
Oh, yeah.
And they finally had to push her to come out and say something. And England hated her because of it. It's like, okay. They're kind of strange over there.
It's a whole different world. But, so a lot of rumors going around in this whole major announcement from the royal family. Well, keep in mind, it's like 1 o'clock over there. Nothing's been said still today. So.
However, their pageantry is phenomenal.
Yes.
Whenever they have something grand, it's lovely.
I'm all into it every time. I'll be the first to admit it.
When you see President Biden today, take a look at his feet. The president has a whole new set of shoes. Not a new wardrobe, but just new shoes. According to all sources, his people, his insiders said, you need to get these new sneakers, Mr. President. It'll stop you from falling off of the stairs on Air Force One or tripping over anything. The Inside Edition reports that the shoes are designed, quote, for maximum comfort and support while walking or hiking. However, the shoe that the president is now wearing, called the Hoka Transport, is described as a wide sole that is no doubt great for stability. Biden, by the way, has neuropathy in his feet. Did you guys know that? We have to introduce him to that guy that advertises with us.
Oh, yeah.
Is neuropathy fixable? Curable?
So we have a president, and we just brush this off like it's nothing because we're so used to for 3 years of seeing this guy decompose before our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
He's got orthopedic shoes because he can't walk.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
This is where we are, and people are just like, oh, yeah, then, well, that's Joe.
They're referred to as boat anchors because they keep you on your feet. Without falling.
Oh, what?
Gosh. I'm just saying. Just check out his new shoes. They're called Hoka Transport. H-O-K-A Transport. That's the name of the shoe.
Thing.
It is. It's got a wide sole. Great for stability.
Boy.
So he doesn't fall.
That's fine.
Wow.
Well,
oh my God.
If you have any Swifties in your house, you know that this has been a big deal. Like, probably even if you didn't have Disney Plus before, you might have had to order this for the Taylor Swift, Taylor's Version, Eras Tour thing released with three new songs, blah, blah, blah.
Well, you have a huge Swiftie in your house.
Oh, boy. This was just a lot to take in, honestly.
And oh, you watched?
I've been to two Taylor Swift concerts in my past because of my girls and the station and all this stuff. And I've, to sit through 3.5 hours of that, it's a lot.
She does a 3.5 hour show?
It's a lot to sit through.
Ooh.
Diener was talking about this before off the air. I mean, what? I mean, you can concur. This stuff hits you, it's like, I had to take it in pieces.
Yeah,
I had to say to Coley, it's like, listen, I got to take a halftime on this. I can't do this.
Three and a half.
Yeah.
Well, it justifies spending $5,000 for a ticket if you spent that much money for them. Because they were ridiculously expensive aftermarket.
True. Disney Plus is already hinting. They don't have an exact number yet. They're saying this is one of the biggest downloads they've ever had of anything.
Really?
They put on that. Yeah.
That wasn't Stranger Things as Netflix.
No.
Never
Mandalorian.
Mind.
Mandalorian. Yeah.
Right. But now, there's some more Taylor Swift news. And it's funny because maybe it was one of these you actually saw on the Disney Plus version of this concert.
Oh.
Because over the weekend, seismologists confirmed that one of Taylor's concerts at SoFi Stadium last summer registered on the earthquake scale.
Did it really?
Come on. Because of the people jumping up and down and screaming and yelling?
And the noise and the screaming and the just the vibration and the yes.
I wonder if it's the one that's on Disney Plus because it's from SoFi Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
That whole
it's
thing
one
on there.
Of those shows.
Yeah.
Because they took the best of three shows for the special. There. So
It's really amazing to watch. I mean, I know it's a lot. I didn't realize it was 3.5 hours going into it last night. We got through an hour and a half.
I didn't either.
Oh, my goodness.
But
you know what?
We had to stop for a while.
What concert have you ever been to that long?
No, I none.
A Grateful Dead show, maybe, that was like 4 hours.
Really?
That's about it.
I think we saw Metallica show that was like 2.5 hours, maybe. Yeah.
Springsteen plays 3 hour show still, I think. 3 hours plus.
Wow.
But man, it I don't know.
It's a lot. Listen, when you're into it, it's great. You're in the moment.
Yeah, well, that's it. We're not the fan base, though.
Right.
Her Swifties are, and they ate it up, and they love it. But
yeah.
Man, boy, and then you're like 3/4 of the way through, and then she goes, "Welcome to the acoustic set." I said, I can't.
Oh, my God.
Can't do it. God love her, but no, yeah. Not me.
Is that where she played Tears on My Guitar?
I think she did, actually.
Yeah. That was her,
probably.
By the way, in her senior, I heard this, and you may be able to tell me if it's true or not. She had to turn in a paper for her senior class, and it was a music class, so she turned in the song Tears on My Guitar.
Oh,
and said, "Here, this is what I wrote," because the teacher was getting ready to fail her.
Jeez.
Take a number one song. Here you go. I wrote it my junior year.
Well, I'll let you guys decide. I know we have Jay Ratliff coming up, so we're going
a little long. Oh.
Should I just save my story here for the next round?
That means you don't have enough.
Well, we know how this works.
And we know you've been gone for 4 days.
You're sandbagging content. So.
Jeez.
Yeah, I guess I'll save it.
Right. Way to talk to Jay Ratliff about all kinds of stuff. Another weekend of airline mishaps. More problems for Boeing?
Jeez,
maybe.
Hopefully not.
All right, Jay's coming in next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. Wasn't it just last week we were talking to Jay Ratliff, Flight 850, our aviation expert, Jen, saying, I want to go back to the good old days of just fights on airplanes and duct taping passengers. It seems like Boeing's in the news every single day now, but in this latest incident, maybe not their fault. Only one guy to talk to about this. Here he is.
Now boarding.
It's Flight 850 with aviation expert Jay Ratliff on News Talk 850. WFTL.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are cleared for
takeoff. First of all, Jay, good morning. Second thing is, I think, have we reached the point where it's like anything Boeing related now is getting overhyped?
How about anything United?
Well, that's true. Jen, you're right. They had, five, six incidents within the span of a week.
Yeah.
And, you never want to have that kind of publicity when it happens. And, of course, any time a United situation or any aircraft around the world has a situation, which happens every day, the question is, was it Boeing? Was it Boeing again?
Yeah.
Because that's where the focus is at. And I've had a lot of people ask me, Jay, are we seeing an increased number of these incidents? Or is it just we are more focused on them? And there's certainly credence to the argument that, we're seeing about the same number, and they are certainly getting more media coverage. But look, some of these are things that we've never had happen before. And that's one of the things that really alarms me. And I remember the complacency at NASA when in the 1986, when we had the Challenger disaster, they were so bent on schedule over safety, and that's pretty much what it was, that safety kind of took a back seat. Boeing, given the things that we've seen over the last 5 years, it's been a similar situation where they are production heavy and safety seems to kind of take a back seat based on the actions. And, you know, that may not be the case, but it certainly appears to be. And, you know, it used to be Airbus and Boeing 50-50, but right now Airbus has like 60% of the planes in the world that are being used for commercial aviation.
Oh, wow.
Boeing's 40%, and they're falling back fast as more and more airlines are leaning towards Airbus. And look, who can blame them? Years ago, Boeing had the Boeing MAX crashes. They promised they were going to change the culture of the company and be safer than they've ever been before. And then a few years later, we get memos saying, oh, yeah, look for these parts on airplanes because it looks like some of them left the factory with missing bolts and nuts. I mean, no, apparently they've not done what they promised to do.
Well, how does that break down domestically, that same percentage? Because I just had this conversation with my brother who was about to get on a flight, and we were wondering, we both assumed, I think most planes are Boeing. Is that the same domestically?
In the United States, we tend to have more Boeing aircraft than others, and the reason for that is you have airlines like Southwest that are Boeing only.
Oh.
I mean, all they fly is a 737.
Right.
Then you, but you look at airlines like Delta, United America, where they swapped airlines over the years that had a combination of Airbus, they had a combination of Boeing, Bombardier, the Canadian aircraft manufacturer, Embraer from South America. You've got a kind of a collection of these, but pretty much one and two is Boeing and Airbus. And of course, when we had the situation recently, the United Flight 433 from San Francisco to Portland, it landed with this missing panel underneath the wing right near the main landing area. People freaked saying, okay, here we go again.
Yeah.
Well, this 737 had been in service for a while, and I suspect it may have been more of a maintenance issue than anything else. Now, if this is an airplane that just rolled out of the production line, like the Alaska Airlines that lost the door plug, that's one thing. But when you have a wheel come off on takeoff, which happened with the United Flight that was departing, that's probably either a failed part or a maintenance issue. You have the Delta 757 that's taxiing for takeoff. When they lose a wheel and it just keeps rolling down the runway ahead of the aircraft, yeah, that's probably also more of a maintenance issue. But because it's a Boeing aircraft, people are immediately going to assume it's a Boeing issue. And a lot of times, folks, this is a maintenance issue more than anything else. But look, that's not to dismiss the mess that Boeing has created, because it's a big one, and they deserve every bit of critique they're getting right now because they're simply not doing a good job.
Hey, I got to ask you a question, especially about that Delta flight that was rolling down the runway and it lost the wheel. Don't the pilots get some kind of warning that you lost a wheel?
Well, actually, they did. They were taxiing, not quite taking off yet. And the warning came from the plane behind them. Excuse me, you guys might not want to take off because you just lost one of your front wheels that just rolled off. So, but no, I mean, if it's every single part is not connected to the avionics alert package. So you could have a dent in the side of the aircraft. You could have a something that happens with one of the tires. It might be flat, although if it's down significantly, they'll know. Those types of things. But no, for the most part, I mean, you can't have an alert for everything, but, you know, had that plane taken off, you've got the two forward tires, one comes off, they could have landed without any problem at all had one of those tires come off and they took off not knowing it. They'd land a lot like the space shuttle. They land heavy on the main gear, and they hold the nose up all the way down the runway, and at the last moment, they just rotate it down, and boom, they land. And it's like something that they practice all the time. Oh, yeah, that's right, because they do practice. Imagine how good drivers would be if we practiced crashing all the time.
They can't drive with four tires. Are you kidding? Not on 95 here anyway. I don't know about Ohio.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Look, if the landing gear doesn't come down, they're trained on how to land that aircraft so that they can, yeah, it'd be a bumpy ride. They'll foam down the runway. They'll do different things. But crews know what they're doing. If we can
ride.
See what takes place with the training of these men and women and just the composure that most of them have, it's one of the reasons when I get on an airplane, I'm not that anxious. Now, obviously, if I'm on a Boeing MAX airplane, I'm not scared to fly on it, but I'd certainly be a little bit apprehensive. But as far as the training of the crews, no. I mean, these men and women, a lot of them, former fighter pilots, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's hope they stay a while, though, and don't retire early. That's all I'm saying. We need that experience.
Yeah. Keep the wheels and the panels on, please.
All right.
Please. And keep your seatbelts fastened when flying. We had a lot of injuries on that LATAM Airlines flight that dropped that much. But keep an eye on that story.
Okay.
The facts aren't checking out here. So there's a lot more going on in that cockpit than what we're being told. So stay tuned for further details on that one.
We may know next week a little bit more. In the meantime, best way to reach out to you, Jay Ratliff, is how?
JRatliff.com. It's my business website, the day trading website. But that's what people use around the country to get a hold of me when they've got an aviation problem. And as quickly as my schedule allows, believe me, I'll get right back to you. Because if you've got a future or past problem and the airlines aren't doing what they should be doing, obviously I'm going to recommend going to the Department of Transportation website, dot.gov. But if I can be of assistance, by all means, do not hesitate to reach out to me.
Beautiful. Thank you, buddy. We'll talk to you in a week. And coming up
looking
next, Trump in context and out of context. Guess which one the media is pushing.
Oh, guess.
That and another attack turkey, Jen.
Another.
It's the year of the turkey. It's coming up next. The East South Florida Morning Show.
It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
He's even predicting a bloodbath. What does that mean? He's going to exact a bloodbath? There's something wrong here. How respectful I am of the American people and their goodness.
Yeah.
But how much more do they have to see from him to understand that this isn't what our country is about? Praising Hitler.
Okay.
What?
That's how much she cares about her constituents, her country, you, me, everybody. Nancy Pelosi, first to jump in front of a camera and spread the hoax, which will now forever be known as the bloodbath hoax.
So does it make you think that Nancy Pelosi is still pulling all the strings on the Democratic side?
You know, it's funny you mention that. I think so, because she was first.
She was what? Meet the Depressed, Facing, where was she? Whatever one it was. But she was out there spewing the lies, and then shortly thereafter, everybody else followed suit. Oh my God, she's still leading the pack.
She was first, ready to go with that. So you got to wonder, was it her that kind of pushed this? Another selectively edited. Here's him in context.
Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories. A friend of mine.
If he finished the sentence,
yes.
I think he got thrown off by something, by his own rambling, talking about the car industry. Nope. What do they turn that into? And by they, we'll list who exactly is still running with this thing this morning in just a second.
Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath.
That's all they showed. Absolutely amazing.
What he was basically saying is China is building massive auto plants in Mexico, and that the Biden administration will willingly let these vehicles be shipped into the United States for zero or very little tariff. They'll be far less expensive than the current cars that are on the road. Therefore, it'll be a bloodbath for the auto industry, meaning Ford, Chevy, Stellantis, Jeep, whoever. They won't be able to compete. And he said if he were president, if he wins, he'll put 100% tariff on those Chinese cars, and they're not coming into the United States.
Right.
And
that's
so
right.
That's basically what he said, but no.
Headlines, NBC News, Trump says there will be a bloodbath if he loses the election. CBS News, Ohio rally, Trump says there will be a bloodbath if he loses election. Rolling Stone, Trump says there will be a bloodbath and elections, blah, blah, blah. Goes on from there, everybody. Let me check our new Channel 5. Yeah, they're still running that, too. They're still running the hoax headline.
Great.
Yep, because they pick up the AP Scripps News version. Headline there, Trump warned of a bloodbath if he loses election in November. All fake. And it's all you need to know. They're all exposed right there. All of them. Every one of them fraudulent.
I had to give credit to our new source here, because they actually put a bloodbath for the auto industry and the nation. But they put auto industry into the sentence, because originally it was this bloodbath for the nation. But here's the sad part. How many people just go along and hear that and say, oh, he's crazed. Look at him. He's saying he's an egotistical maniac.
So if you want to take hope for this, unlike the previous hoaxes. Let's see. The Russian collusion hoax, 1 and 2.
Okay.
The he's telling people to drink bleach hoax. Remember that one?
That was another one, yeah.
The he called neo-Nazis fine people. That was the fine people hoax from Charlottesville.
Charlottesville, yeah.
Which, again, taken out of context. He did not say that when you'd read the transcript. If you want to take any hope from this, is that this thing was debunked immediately.
Well,
it did not take long.
Fortunately, it got debunked, but unfortunately, every news network we have on this morning is still leading with this story.
So it didn't stop them from running with it.
It's like, shut up, people. You're horrible.
So a lot of this stuff, the debunking, happened immediately on X. It got all of these news sources the mainstream news outlets I just mentioned, community noted immediately.
Good.
Elon Musk says over on X, over time, newspapers will have been fading away in relevance. Not gone yet, just as writing and mailing paper letters still happens, but no longer the way most people know what's going on. He made this comment after that End Wokeness account.
Right.
They put side by side in a great post the full context, same screen, the media narrative of a lot of the headlines. It's gotten 46 million views.
Oh, good.
And counting.
Good, good.
At least 46 million people, and then plus this morning, that understand that that was a hoax.
Well,
and that's
what
the media is garbage.
You can only hope that somebody who hears that says, really? He says it's going to be a bloodbath? And then goes back and just actually listens to the clip of what he actually said. And they'll put it in context. And like you said, if not, then you're an idiot for not doing it.
I don't know. There's no hope in
stupidity.
I mean, if you got somebody that believes that one with the information that can correct it that's available to you now, there's no hope for them. There's none.
Well, I'll let you know. I'll talk to my girlfriend today and see what she says.
Boy, I
and then I'll have to correct her and say you're wrong, and then that usually leads to an argument. But that's okay.
You can't fix stupid. You can't do it. There's no hope.
It's amazing how many people just put blinders on. I can think of another guy friend of mine who's just hates Trump so much. I'm like, why do you hate him so much? He lies. Okay. And you don't think Biden lies? You don't think Pelosi lies? You don't think Chucky Schumer or Adam Schiff lie? They all lie. It's like, stop. Just go check the facts. And before you open up and spew nonsense, just check the facts.
No excuse now.
I agree.
All right. Last week, I think it might have even been Friday. We had that attack turkey story. Remember?
It was a cop in
Volusia County or somewhere around here.
I want to say it was in the panhandle. So, yeah, he got attacked by a wild turkey while he was on. He stopped somebody, I guess, for a traffic violation, and the turkey attacked him.
And he was having some fun with it.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know. Last year was the year of the bear. Well, and the shark. Mostly the bear. This may be the year of the attack turkey, because it happened again.
Where did this one happen?
This is a viral video that's going everywhere. South Carolina, turkey having a standoff with an SUV. And even though it was honked at, the turkey stood its ground.
It attacked.
Yeah. So here's another guy that he decided, I have to record this because he's actually having fun with it too, and he's laughing. But this is when it happened.
This turkey about to fight everybody, boy. He wanted to smoke.
And there's the turkey not moving. The guy said,
this guy's laugh's infectious.
The guy said he wanted the smoke, all the smoke. And it just wasn't moving.
No, but then the SUV starts backing up, and the turkey keeps on running at it and attacking it.
Oh, yeah.
It's hysterical. Let me tell you.
Have the turkeys been weaponized?
I don't know. Wow. They just heard that November's right around the corner.
They're getting ready to fight back.
They're getting ready to fight us.
Oh, boy.
Poor things.
And Ben Franklin wanted the turkey to be the national bird instead of the eagle.
Isn't that amazing? I know.
Does that mean we'd be eating eagles?
Yeah, it could very well be. I think they'd be a little gamey.
I know.
Jeez.
March Madness is upon us.
Yes!
The brackets are set. We just get some play-in games to get through. But 3 Florida schools in.
That's pretty big.
A couple of surprises on that, too. We got that. And more of Trump out of context. A new hoax to talk about coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. Well, we can get to the latest Trump hoax the media is pushing in just a second. Let's talk about something fun first. The brackets are set. Well, they're almost set. We got a couple of play-in games this week, but guess what's upon us once again? March Madness. That's right.
You know, usually they come out with a number for lost productivity.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's like billions of dollars because no one's when does it really start? Friday? The tournament?
Well, the play-in games are starting tomorrow.
Oh. Okay.
And then one on Thursday, I think.
Okay.
Or two on Thursday. I don't know. It's like four games.
Okay. But then, I mean, like the real playoffs start like on Friday, right? Is that when
Thursday.
It happens? Thursday.
Playing games Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday, guys, all the madness begins.
And that means no one works.
No.
The odds.
Not if you're into it.
And if you have a perfect bracket, by the way, the odds of getting it, this is, I never knew it was this bad. 1 in 9.2 quintillion. And you think, well, how big is that? Ooh. That's the number 9 followed by 18 other numbers.
What was that? I think it was like 5 years ago. There was that young California kid had the closest. He was going like 2 weeks into it.
No, I think he lost like on the last, the final four.
That's what I'm saying. It was close.
He got really close. But, well, if you work for Berkshire Hathaway, they'll give you $1 million a year for life if you get a perfect bracket. And Hooters will give you wings for life with the perfect bracket.
Hey, my bracket was perfect. Oh, my God, did you win the million? No, I have chicken wings. That's quite a step down. I mean, it's a nice prize and everything, but I mean.
But still, I agree with you.
This is also, by the way, of particular note for Floridians. The first time we can legally bet on NC2A games, sports gaming attorneys are saying. This is a big, big deal and expected to really put us over the top.
Well, plus we got 3 teams.
That's right.
That's a big deal. Florida Gators are there. I thought, does Florida State not have a good basketball program? No? No good?
Yeah, I guess
what happened to your team? Because I
who's
thought,
my team? First of all, let's start there.
Okay, your alma mater, the University of South Florida, because they were supposed to make it too.
That's what I thought. We were talking about them on Friday or something. They were supposed to go. Nothing happened. I thought they lost.
It must have been. I thought they were a lock. I was surprised to see that yesterday.
But FAU is going.
They are. Yeah.
They made the Final Four last year, and then for the first time in the history of the university, Stetson, the Hatters, headed to the NCAA experience.
Good for them.
To play?
Well, yeah.
To play the number one seed, Connecticut, on Friday.
Well, it's going to be short-lived.
Yeah,
that's how it works, though. The worst plays the best, right? Or the lowest seed plays the highest seed.
Right.
Got to get rewarded for a good season.
Yeah, okay. Well, good for them. You know what? They get to go.
Florida State, I'm surprised. They had an awful season. Florida State and Miami normally make it, especially Florida State. Miami's always kind of been up and down in basketball.
Yeah.
But they were in the Final Four last year with FAU, and they just, both teams just completely fell off a cliff this year. I don't know why.
Huh.
It's very strange.
So, just happened to be a lot of seniors. Who knows?
Yeah.
We have 3 teams. Does any ever state have that many teams going?
They do, actually. I did
really?
A little homework on this, Jen, because you asked me off the air, and then I got curious and said, well, I can look at a bracket and see. Actually, South Carolina has a few teams in there.
Really?
With the University of South Carolina, Clemson, Charleston, so they have a few teams. But who takes the cake? How about Texas?
Oh.
Houston, who's the number one seed.
Okay.
TCU, I was going to say BYU. TCU,
those
Texas
are the horny
Christian.
Toads, right?
Yeah, that's okay. Right. That's right. You got Baylor in there. Texas Tech, Texas A&M,
jeez.
And Texas. 6 schools.
Jeez, I thought we were doing wonderful with 3 teams.
I wonder if that does just as much for these schools as like a really good football season does. Because we know what that does for admissions.
Yeah.
So they can raise their standards. So they can raise admission prices, tuition.
Look what happened to the Gators. They won the national title there, and their tuition went through the roof.
Massive.
It doubled overnight.
And
it was like,
holy
cow.
4.0 plus to get in now.
I think you need like a 4.5 plus.
It's crazy.
To get in.
Everything
it's
changed there in the 90s. Thanks, Steve Spurrier.
Yeah, that's right.
That's true.
Right? The old ball coach made you a lot of money.
That's right.
So true. Ohio State's not in it, are they?
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah. They never had a great basketball team.
It's all going to the football program.
That's it. And since John Havlicek, we've gone downhill.
In other news, not clear what the U.S. Senate will do with a bipartisan House bill that could ban TikTok, what the Senate's going to do on this thing. They talked about it on State of the Union over the weekend, and some of the senators were saying the chamber will likely have to do something.
Yeah, what?
Now that so much attention got to this, I'm actually surprised, number one, that it made it through the House. I really am. I didn't think they'd even bother taking it up. But number two, so much attention. This was a big topic of discussion over the weekend. So now the Senate has to take action somehow.
So they got to do something. But it was still explained to me why Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, is so gung-ho. Why was he so gung-ho on passing this? I don't get it.
I don't know.
You know? And the president has already said he'll sign whatever thing they put in front of him. Then again, he'll sign anything because he's a mush mind, but that's besides the point.
But Ian, this popped up in the discussion over the weekend. How tough would it be? Because the big fear is they could just turn this towards any owner, American or not, that they don't like Elon Musk, the example. We don't like him. They'll make up some sort of garbage that it's hate speech online. So they'll make him sell it, right? How tough would it be in the Senate version to just make sure that this is specifically says for TikTok so that that doesn't happen in the future? And they're not doing it, which should tell you something.
Well, if I were Elon Musk, I'd be concerned. This is why I can't understand why the Senate's so gung-ho. Or the House, what was it? It was an overwhelming vote, too. And I think that's probably why people are paying attention. It wasn't even close.
Right.
It was like 65 said no and all the rest said yes. I'm like, okay. I don't know. I think it's a little too late. They're gonna and then you're going to force a company to sell in the United States. And you have to sell it to an American group. I don't know. And it seems like you're playing with a communist fire there.
Something too fishy. I'm no fan of TikTok, but something too fishy about this.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Mm. Mm. All right, we got Rapid Fire coming up next, and we will talk about all kinds of things in from the weekend to cover. But in the meantime, before we even get to that, though, big lottery jackpots rolled on again.
Is it going to be $1 billion for Mega Millions? That's tomorrow night at 8:75. So if it rolls over, does it become $1 billion? And then the most important part of that is, do the billboards actually accommodate $1 billion now that they all went to digital?
First big test of the electronic billboards.
We'll find out. And tonight's Powerball, $645 million. Sweet.
All right, we got Rapid Fire and more coming up next, just past bottom of the hour. Stick around for that. The South Florida Morning Show.
Time for Jen and Bill's Rapid Fire on News Talk 850 WFTL.
What a weekend it was. First of all, let's start with this. It was a Sunday St. Paddy's Day. So if you're like headed to work, you're at work already, God love you.
Yeah, well, you probably have a headache or you're hungover, so we're sorry about that. You know what? I always think of you when I think of Target because I know your wife lives there. The one near me is too far away, so I'm more of a Walmart person just purely because of geography. But Target, now this would be my take on this. They're taking a huge hit as far as theft goes with their checkouts.
Oh, they may. Yeah, that may be happening.
They're making huge changes to their self-checkout policy. They announced they're putting a cap on the number of items that you as a shopper can have at the self-checkout lane.
Oh?
They're saying they're doing it because they want to speed things up. I say it's because they're getting robbed blind, and that's purely my take on it.
No, I'm with you, because we've seen something. They had to close 6 Target stores in Metro San Francisco. Oh. They just closed them.
Yeah.
They closed the doors and moved.
They say more lanes are going to be staffed with employees for people who have more, so they're going to add more staff members. Yeah. Okay, they got rid of the staff members to put in the checkout. They're probably getting hit with losing a ton, and so now they're going to bring back people, which is nice. And they're going to have more people to help you check out. But if you got 10 items, you can go to self-checkout. I say it's because of theft.
So are they making it like an express lane thing? It's 10 items or less?
Yep.
Or really?
Just for self-checkout. And everything else you have to go to a cashier for.
Well, then they need to put more on there because...
Well, they are, they said. And this will all take place Sunday, by the way. So Sunday, if you do express checkout, it's going to be express
right before
10
Easter.
Items are left.
And it's going to be months, maybe never, before people follow that rule.
True.
Right. It's like, you sent me to self-checkout before with all my stuff. I'm going to still do it this way.
I went to I was at Publix on Friday, and they get the quick, 10 items or less.
Oh, yeah.
The guy in front of me counted everything in my basket.
The guy in front of me. The civilian?
Yes, the civilian in front of
me.
Not the
Publix
worker?
This little
old man, he went, 1, 2, you have 8 items. I said, as far as I know, that still fits the bill. Just checking, and he turned around, and I went, and how many did you have? It's like, my God, you're counting the things in my basket. What difference does it make?
I don't know who it is that you run into in your daily life. But
it's incredible.
Like, it isn't a Diener. It's amazing. It's truly amazing.
None of this has ever happened to me in my entire life.
Punch it.
You're like the only other person, and that's, fictitious, really, in his daily life, is Larry David would run into these kinds of things.
Your life is like Larry David in a show.
Right? And I'm telling you, I'm not lying about any of this. This stuff happens all the time to me.
It's incredible.
It's got to be this face must say punch me or something. I don't know. know but what this is the guy
and,
in front of me.
And you don't start the fights.
No, I was just standing there with my basket waiting. He was taking forever, so I kind of looked at him. Maybe that's
Now we're getting the truth.
It's like, well, he was chit-chatting up a storm.
Move!
I was like, all right. Get out of the way.
So we've been talking about March Madness. This is always a fun thing. It got really fun last year because Florida Atlantic made it so far. They almost won the whole damn thing. It was great.
Yeah, I learned all their cheers so I could go cheer for them.
Oh, yeah. We sent you onto the cheerleader squad,
yeah, remember?
Yeah. Out to Indy or wherever that was.
Yeah.
Well, now we got quite a story. And by the way, FAU's in it again this year. Congrats to the Owls. Long Beach State head coach Dan Monson.
Why are we talking about them?
He's leaving quite the parting gift.
Oh.
School announced on Monday it had agreed to a mutual separation with Monson. They fired him.
So they fired this guy. How long have they been there?
17 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, on Saturday, Long Beach State punched their ticket to the NCAA tournament with him at the helm.
Wait a minute. I thought they fired him.
They did. And he's still coaching. This was a bad decision.
Stay until the end of the season. They figured, let's play out the rest of the year. You know, so we'll call it quits.
I wonder if he's on like a consultant basis now.
This
it's like
hilarious.
Per game, you'll get paid this throughout the tournament.
Okay, so they fire a guy that's been there 19 years?
17 years.
17 years. They make it to the NCAA playoffs, and they still fired him.
He's still the coach.
He's
like a dead man walking, but he's still their coach.
Don't they have an assistant coach that can go with him? Are they paying this guy a great deal of money to go to the tournament?
Said
I would hope.
After the win, God's blessed me with a great career, and these kids have been awesome to coach.
Well, I guess he's doing it for the kids. That's the craziest thing. They fired the guy, and he's going to the NCAA. I don't get it.
In fact, a lot of reporters who cover that team say his dismissal has had like a galvanizing effect. Kind of like when Jim Harbaugh got suspended with Michigan, and it didn't have the tearing apart effect. It kind of galvanized that team.
That's it. Long Beach State all the way. I don't care that they play Houston in round one. Beach State all the way.
I got Diener. I'm kind of rooting for them now because
yeah,
that would be a great story. What if it won't happen? Well, what if he won the tournament as a fired coach?
That would be great.
And then they come back to him and they say, "Hey, we'd like to revisit that thing." And he goes, "No,
no." And then some big team like Houston hires him.
Right.
Mid-tournament.
Imagine if he got fired mid-tournament, got hired by another team in the tournament and coached him.
That'd
what
be
a
great
twist.
Hey, I got another question for you. Is that Sister Jean's team in?
No, they're not, but she's still alive as far as I know. She's like 104,
that's
I think.
The win God right there. I thought maybe she had passed.
I know.
Well, good. I got a story about a 106-year-old coming up. So.
All right. Well, before you get to that, Jen, let me tell you about Cuba.
Is this the one you held over?
No, actually, that one's I'm saving for last.
Okay.
Because it's so ridiculous, but it's funny. Cuba. You know, every now and then there's protests, there's rings of revolution in Cuba, and unfortunately, you know, things kind of get squashed, but it's happening again. You have thousands of people taking to the streets throughout Cuba and chanting freedom because there's very little food. The electricity is out.
It's awful. Dear.
It's a terrible
people.
Situation there. So now, of course, you know, I don't even know who this president is. But he's saying, yes, I hear there's a few people
it's
who
Castro's
are...
Castro's brother, isn't it?
No, I don't think it's him anymore.
No?
Somebody else.
What, they oust him?
I'm not really sure what happened there as far as their leadership goes, but I probably should look into that. But apparently it's, you know, terms like down with dictatorship and down with communism are trending on Twitter when it comes to Cuba.
That's brave.
So,
are they all going to get killed, these poor people?
See how long it lasts. I really sincerely hope and pray that they can make a change there. They've been trying for a long time.
You hope so. You really do.
It's terrible.
That's the situation. They're kind of an uprising again. We'll see how far it goes.
Go Cuba.
Yeah.
Okay, the most magical place on earth helped a longtime Florida resident celebrate her 106th birthday.
Sister Jean?
Sister
not Sister Jean. Magnolia Jackson. She said she got the idea to celebrate her birthday at Disney World when she was attending the Florida Classic college football game last fall, and she saw Mickey Mouse on the field and went, I've never been to Disney World.
Is that right?
So then, apparently that's what her family said. You've never been to Disney World?
So then they took her to Disney World, and then she saw the prices, had a heart attack, and died.
That was it. That was it.
No, that wasn't it?
That's,
no.
That's not how it happened. Anyway.
How much? It took her there. It was an hour-long wait for Peter Pan.
Like, Disney, not being that bad, Disney decided to make her dreams come true. She went to the Magic Kingdom with her family. She got to meet Mickey and Minnie. They had balloons, fantastic. Birthday cake, music. I don't know if they put her in the parade. She's awesome. Also the oldest
you
living.
You gotta give her a rest, Jen.
Well, she went everywhere. She got to meet Tiana. Was that what her name is?
Yeah.
Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Yeah,
she got to see what that was all about. She got to meet with Tiana. She got to go to the International Flower and Garden Show at Epcot. She got a special tour. She went beneath Disney. She got everything.
Oh, they showed her all the whole works.
She's also the oldest living graduate of Bethune-Cookman University.
Is that right?
106. Wow. God love you, Magnolia. Happy birthday.
That's cool. They treated her right. That's good.
Yeah.
That is so we can tell them, like, my 100th birthday's coming up, right?
Yeah. Sure.
We can all go.
Sure.
It's like the reverse. You try to pass your 5-year-old off as a 2-year-old. Now you try to pass off as a 100-year-old so you can get free stuff.
Get in that stroller. It's a special day.
It is?
It's not only the start of March Madness this week, it's National Sloppy Joe Day.
I love Delicious. Sloppy Joe.
No, it's to honor this guy.
My long friend, time friend, and she's a friend. She's been my friend in and out of public life.
Oh, wait a minute. They're talking about the sandwich.
Oh,
okay.
Right. I Sloppy Joe.
I get
right.
it now. Okay.
Touche.
Well,
he waited all morning for that, you know.
It's been a long time since I had a Sloppy Joe, but do you remember, is it still even a thing? Do you remember the Manwich?
Oh, absolutely. It's huge.
Is that considered, so this was like an additive. You'd put
your hamburger.
You'd put your hamburger in with a Manwich stuff.
Right.
You mix it in a pan.
Yeah.
It's kind of like filler.
Yep.
Is that considered a Sloppy Joe?
I think so, because that was like the Sloppy Joe sauce. Like, if you're going to make a Sloppy Joe,
you would just add the meat.
How do you make a Sloppy Joe otherwise? I have no idea. And somebody who's listening right now is going, you're an idiot.
Well, you
can
make it. There's different ways. You can do like with taco seasoning, kind of like a...
Yeah, like a taco sauce or something.
Yeah, yeah. Which I've done before. That's really good.
Could you also just do like... Would you do like bolognese sauce in there?
Yeah, you could do that. I've done that before.
Yeah.
You'll eat anything.
Well...
You think your spaghetti sauce out of a jar is good, so let's not even go there.
Oh, don't even get me started on Victoria's tomato and basil. You're missing out. Yeah. You are missing out.
They've come a long way with jar sauce.
They have. Telling you.
Okay.
Imported.
But anyway, for all those that celebrate, Happy National Sloppy Joe Day.
Delicious. See, now I want one.
Got to get the right cheese on there.
I haven't had
very
one
important
in years.
Cheese.
Yeah.
On a Sloppy Joe?
Yeah. Get some cheddar on there or some pepper jack.
Yeah.
My mother used to make those, and I finally realized later it was because it's poverty filler.
Is that why I had it?
It's just to make your meat last longer. That's all it is.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Okay.
But they were good.
Yeah. Delicious.
Wow. I love Sloppy Joes.
Well, speaking of Sloppy Joe, Billy, you played a little cut there from the other Sloppy Joe.
Oh, that's him.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, though, he doesn't like Antonio Brown too much. Did you guys see this?
No.
The football player?
Football player. Or former football player. Now, famously, Antonio Brown, he won a Super Bowl with the Buccaneers, made his name playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Isn't he a little crazy?
No, he's nuts.
A little cuckoo.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Brady tried to help him out, get his career and his life
straight. Stayed at Brady's house.
Didn't work
did
out,
he really?
Unfortunately. Yeah.
And then stabs him in the back.
Yeah, he really did. And the famous final scene of Antonio Brown's career was when he took off his jersey playing for the Bucs, took off his shoulder pads, and ran off the field when they were playing the Jets. And that was it. Never saw him again on a football field.
Kept on running.
In the middle of the game.
In the middle of the game?
In the middle of the game. But apparently, I'm not sure what happened here, but Joe Biden
has blocked. Does he even know what football is?
Has blocked Antonio Brown on Twitter.
Come on.
I swear to you.
Okay.
And Antonio Brown put it up and said something like, what did he say here? I was trying, to read what he said, but it's just too weird. He got
my long friend, time friend, and she's a friend. She's been my friend in and out of public life.
You thought I was trying to read what Antonio Brown was saying. I was trying to read what Joe Biden was saying. So apparently the beef you didn't know that was going on was between Antonio Brown, former crazy football player, and
Joe Biden intern.
Joe Biden. That's right.
Because
right.
we all know Joe Biden can't even, like, manipulate a phone, right?
Yeah.
So, but I like the idea of Biden being offended by something Antonio Brown is writing. He's like, I'm blocking this guy.
He has no idea who Antonio Brown is or what he wrote.
That's not right.
Okay. He's also the same person who's trying to get X to, or Twitter, the former Twitter, to sell to an American company, yet he starts his own account just recently.
Sure.
So explain that one to me.
No one can, Jen.
Let me join them. Oh, and let me force them to sell. Because they're bad. What? This administration so messed up. I'm sorry. I'm done with them.
Well, a couple more headlines to wrap things up coming up next, but that Taylor Swift thing that's now hit, the Eras movie that has hit Disney Plus, is a big hit, causing quite a stir, and now causing an earthquake, apparently.
An earthquake?
Literally.
Really?
And more coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.
Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole... That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories. A friend of mine...
The new hoax from the Democrats. Now, the reaction to this, we have the Nancy Pelosi thing, all the ridiculous headlines this morning as they're just running with this new hoax. It's the new fine people hoax is what they're doing. And I thought it was bad enough until somebody just sent me a clip from last night. Jen Psaki. She's got that, remember the former press secretary?
Right.
She's got that show on MSNBC.
Oh, dear.
You wouldn't believe what she said. She said, we got the context right. We're aware of the context, but we don't have to play it because that's what his, that's how his followers took it.
Huh?
That's what he meant to say.
Oh,
so now she's a mind reader.
Okay.
These are lunatics. And it's really, I mean, we can laugh at it all we want, but it's really frightening because they're capable of anything if they're pushing this hoax.
So true. But let me just take it a step further. Shouldn't we not be talking about the fact how many people in this room knew that China was building auto plants in Mexico?
I know. That's the point he was making, which we should be talking about. But no, it became, you know, he's calling for a bloodbath.
I was like, oh, my God.
No, I didn't know that.
I had no idea. And he's basically said what the bloodbath is going to be for the auto industry, because with the Biden administration, they're going to let these cars flow in from Mexico made by China. They're going to be a lot cheaper than American cars because they won't have any tariffs on them or very little. And then it's going to kill the American auto industry.
Exactly.
That's what he was trying to say.
But no.
That's what he said, actually.
But no, they turned this into the blood.
It's a bloodbath.
It's funny, too, because it'll forever be known as the bloodbath hoax.
At least
people found out it was a hoax right away. But
thank God.
Except if you believe mainstream media, and then you're running around today thinking it was, he said bloodbath.
Yeah. Well, because you're not looking. Go look it up, people.
Well, this was a bloodbath in my house.
What was that?
I had to watch the entire Taylor Swift Eras Tour on Disney Plus, 3.5 hours.
What?
And I actually, you know, I like her. I've actually seen her twice in concert. I've seen it.
3.5 hours? Wonder why tickets are so expensive.
Jen, it's a lot all at once to watch, too.
Is it really?
I was like, I had to tell my daughter, I'm like, hey, I got to take a break from this.
Halftime.
But this came out over the weekend. California seismologists confirmed that one of Taylor's concerts at SoFi Stadium last summer, which is where they filmed this thing.
Okay.
One of them, because they took the best of the three, registered on the earthquake scale.
Oh, jeez.
70,000 jumping and dancing Swifties produced enough energy equivalent to a magnitude 2.0.
Jeez. That's incredible.
I bet you it's never happened at a Rams game there.
They have to bring in Taylor Swift to
That's
get
right.
an earthquake. Anyway, we have to get out of here before an earthquake kicks us out. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.